The Mythmakers by Donald Cotton. Episode 2. Small Profit, Quick Return. The following morning, the doctors, Stephen, Agamemnon, Odysseus and a company of soldiers travel to the place where the TARDIS landed. There is no sign of the ship.
Well, Father Zeus, where is this temple of yours?
It should be about here somewhere. Rather hard to understand. These sandy plains are so much alike.
Something has been here.
Look. And someone, too. For see, some several tracks lead up to Troy. Lord Agamemnon, admit your fault. These men are spies.
So it would begin to seem. Bring on the prisoner. Now, Father Zeus, you have but one chance left to prove yourself. Kill this Trojan spy.
Yes, fling a thunderbolt or some such to rise to the occasion.
This sacrifice can only be performed within the temple.
Which temple is in Troy, therefore would we release you just so? I, for one, have had enough.
Do not labor this point. I am not Zeus. And this young man is a friend of mine. Neither of us are Trojan, sir.
I care not who you are. Seize him. It is enough that you have trifled with my credulity and made me look a fool in front of all my captains. Now finish the business and be brief. And do not bring their bodies back. Let them rot here so that they can be an example to their fellows.
Are you quite sure Vicky couldn't have dematerialized the TARDIS?
Oh, she couldn't. I told you last night. First of all, Madigans, who are you?
I think you better tell him.
Yes, well, this may take some time.
I will be patient, but this time, if you value your lives, do not lie to me.
In the main square of Troy, a crowd has gathered. A group of soldiers are manhandling the TARDIS off the cart that brought it into the city.
Sound the trumpets!
Of Asia is none of us to rest. Who's there?
Paris, Vala, returned from patrol.
Well, what news? Have you avenged your brother Hector? Have you killed Achilles?
I sought Achilles, Vala, even to the Grecian lines, but he skulked within his tent. He feared to face me.
Well, go back and wait until he gets his courage up. Upon my soul, what sort of brother are you? Furthermore, what sort of son? What is that you have got there?
Ah, a prize, Father, captured from the Greeks.
Captured, you say? I wager they were glad to see the back of it. What is it?
What is it? Well, it's a sort of a shrine, or so it seems.
King Priam strides up to the TARDIS door and tries to open it. Inside, Vicky watches with increasing horror as Priam's face looms on the scanner.
And what, may I ask, do you propose to do with this seeming shrine?
Well, I had rather thought of putting it in the temple.
Ha! You're not putting that in my temple.
I should think not, indeed, bringing back blessed shrines. Go back and bring Achilles' body if you want to do something useful. Get back to the war.
And take that thing with you.
Oh, really? If you knew the weight of this thing? Father, if Cassandra doesn't want it, can't we just leave it where it is for the moment?
In the middle of the square?
Yes, I mean, it could be a sort of a monument.
A monument to what?
Well, to my initiative, for instance. After all, it is the first sizable trophy we've captured since the war started. Probably turn out to be very useful.
What sort of use would you suggest?
What sort of use? Well, they're quite no, actually. But, I mean, once we've examined it thoroughly, it'll probably prove to have all sorts of uses.
I'm quite sure. Uses to the Greeks.
What do you mean?
Why do you imagine that they allowed you to capture it?
Allowed me? Allowed me? Now, you look here,
where
Cassandra.
Where did you find it?
Where did I find it? Where do you think? Out there in the middle of the plain.
Unguarded, I suppose.
Yes, of course. I mean, yes, it was.
Just as I thought. Can't you see that you are meant to bring it into Troy?
No, I can't see, quite frankly.
I think I'm beginning to see.
What are you two getting at?
This has broken my dream. The auguries were bad this morning. I woke full of foreboding.
Never knew her when she didn't.
Paris, your sister is high priestess. Let her speak.
All right, Cassandra. Now, what was this dream about?
Thank you. I dreamed that out on the plain, the Greeks had left a gift. And although what it was remained unclear, we brought it into Troy. Then at night, from out its belly, soldiers came and fell upon us as we slept.
Yes, well, I hardly think we need trouble to interpret that one. Oh, really, Cassandra? I mean, have you looked at this thing, as you call it? I mean, just how many soldiers do you think you can get inside that? A whole regiment, perhaps? I think you'd be very lucky to get even two medium-sized soldiers out of that thing.
Fool! One soldier could unbar the gate and so admit an army. It's exactly the sort of scheme Odysseus would think of.
Why don't we open the thing and see?
Yes, well, that is rather the point. You see, there is a door, but it doesn't seem to open.
Just as I said, it's locked from the inside.
Oh, it is it? Stand aside.
Priam attacks the TARDIS door with Paris' sword, but to no effect.
Well, there you are, Father. Perhaps you'll believe me next time, I suppose. Oh, Cassandra, perhaps you would like to care to have a try.
The thing need not be opened. Bring branches, fire, and sacrificial oil. We'll make of it an offering to the gods of Troy. And if there be some within, so much the greater gift.
Panicked by what she's heard, Vicky goes to the TARDIS wardrobe room to find something suitable to wear. She becomes increasingly agitated as she fails to find anything appropriate. Stephen, meanwhile, is trying to explain their presence to Odysseus.
So really, you see, we arrive in your time entirely by accident. It's just another miscalculation by the doctor.
Well, I would hardly call it a miscalculation, my boy.
Well, then what would you call it?
Well, I think with all eternity to choose from, I did rather well to get us back to Earth.
Oh, I'm very glad you're pleased with yourself. I suppose I should be grateful for standing here to trust like a chicken ready to have my throat cut.
No one mentioned cutting throat.
No, they didn't.
I had something more lingering in mind.
Yes, yes, I dare say. I suppose some kind of ritual death, I presume.
Sit down. Sit down! In my life, I have traveled far. And met many deplorable people. But not one of them has had the credulity, strained as I have strained today, by your effrontery, Doctor. Your story is probably true. Otherwise, you would never have dared to tell it. Stand up!
I propose to release you.
We might have expected. That's very nice of you.
No, no, it isn't. Well, release, but upon certain conditions.
And what are those conditions, may I ask?
That you use your supernatural knowledge to devise a scheme whereby we capture Troy. I will give you 2 days. 2 days to think of something really ingenious.
2 days? That isn't very long, is it?
It should be ample if you are as clever as you say you are.
What happens if we fail?
If I fail, then I shall have been foolish. And I would hate to seem foolish, having believed your story. Indeed, I should be very, very angry.
Odysseus brings his sword down to neatly sever the traveler's bonds. In the main square of Troy, branches have been piled around the base of the TARDIS. Priam, Paris, and Cassandra watch as a priestess pours oil over the wood. Soldiers stand ready with torches.
That could make quite a blaze.
Yes, just one moment. Before we actually light the fire, shouldn't we see if such a gift will be acceptable to the gods? I mean, if it does contain treachery, might it not seem the most awful insult?
Oh, point, I suppose. Have a word with them, Cassandra.
I assure you, it's quite unnecessary.
It's better to be on the safe side, don't you think?
Hear me, you horses of the heavens who gallop with our destiny. If you would accept this gift, let us see a sign. Show us your will, I pray you, for we are merely mortal and need your guidance.
At that moment, Vicky steps down from the TARDIS dressed in an elegant gown.
Well?
She smiles disarmingly.
There's no horse of heaven. This is no soldier either.
Who are you?
I'm nobody of any importance. I'm just someone from the future.
The future? How do you so? You're no Trojan goddess. Are you some puny pagan goddess of the Greeks?
Of course not. I'm as human as you are.
Then how comes it that you claim to know the future?
Oh, really, Cassandra? You're always going on and on about it yourself.
I'm a priestess skilled in organs.
Yes, I know all those dreary flights of birds and entrails and all that kind of thing. Well, I mean, perhaps she's read the same ones. I shouldn't imagine you have a monopoly.
Are you a priestess?
Not that I know of. I mean, I never took any exams or anything.
Then how dare you practice prophecy?
I haven't done yet, have I?
She's some drab of Agamemnon, sent to spread dissension.
I'm nothing of the sort.
Of course you're not. I can tell.
I've never even met Agamemnon.
I wish to question her. Come here, child. That's better. Now, are you a Greek?
No, I am from the future. So you see, I don't have to prophesy because as far as I'm concerned, the future has already happened.
I don't quite follow.
Of course you don't. She's trying to confuse you. Kill the girl before she addles all our wits. She's a sorceress. She must die.
Oh, don't be absurd. You're not to touch her.
I wish you'd both keep quiet just for a moment. Now, don't be frightened, child. You shall die when I say so and not a moment before.
That's very comforting.
Ah, you see, neither of you has the least idea how to handle children. All you need is a little kindness and understanding. Now, first of all, what is your name?
Vicky.
Vicky? That's a very outlandish name.
It's a heathen sort of name, if you ask me.
Nobody did ask you, Cassandra. Well, I really don't think we can call you Vicky. We shall have to think another one for you, shan't we? Let me see, how about Cressida? Would you think that would be all right?
Very pretty name.
Very well, then. Cressida, it shall be. Now, you claim, Cressida, to come from the future.
Yes.
So you know everything that's going to happen. Look, Cressida, come into the palace. I expect you could do with something to eat.
Oh, thank you. That would be very nice.
Oh, that's a very good idea. I've not eaten.
You get back to the war. If you've not killed Achilles by nightfall, I shall be seriously displeased.
But look, Father, why couldn't Troilus go? I mean, it's much more his sort of thing.
Heck, I don't argue, Paris. Get back to the war.
Right. Well, bye, Cressida. We shall meet again this evening. Oh, all being well.
Goodbye, Paris. Thank you very much for trying to help me.
Oh, not at all. It was a great pleasure.
Come, Cressida. You and I have a great deal to say to each other. I have a feeling you are going to bring us luck.
You will bring nothing but doom, death, and disaster.
Don't pay any attention to Cassandra. She takes the gloomiest view. I suspect it's a kind of insurance, so that if things do go wrong, she can always say, I told you so, come along.
Hear you, gods of Troy. Strike with your lightnings this usurper. Or show me a sign that she is false. And then I'll strike her down myself.
In a tent in the Greek camp, Stephen and the doctor are discussing plans for the capture of Troy.
But not the wooden horse.
No, my dear boy, I couldn't possibly suggest that. The whole story is obviously absurd. Probably invented by Homer as some good dramatic device. No, I think it would be completely impractical.
That's what you say so, Doctor. But in that case, hurry up and think of something else. The only way we can rescue Vicky is to get into Troy. We've only got 2 days left.
Oh, patience, rather less now. Haven't you thought of anything yet? Yes, but I have thought up of some conditions of my own.
Ah, I don't see how you're going to enforce them, but what are they?
Well, it's all very simple. That is, if you want me to help you sack the city, you must promise me that Vicky will be spared.
Vicky, who's she?
You know, I told you about her. Look, If they have taken the time machine into Troy, then she'll still be inside it.
I hope she is, for her sake, because if she left it, she's past worrying about now.
Well, we're not quite sure of that, are we?
Hmm? Perhaps not, but I don't know what you expect me to do about it. When we enter Troy, I can't stop every woman Alaska if she's a friend of yours. It wouldn't be practical. Yes, what is it?
Prince Paris has called again for my Lord Achilles.
Well?
Oh, Lord Agamemnon asked that you go in his stead.
To fight that fool?
Yes.
That puny princing cannot fight a waste of time. Go tell our Lord Agamemnon if he wants someone to fight Achilles' battles to go himself. Now get out.
Is Paris such a bad fighter?
The weakling cannot stomach killing.
Let me go to Troy. Now, before you attack.
What's that?
To get Vicky. After all, I'm no use here. I'm sure the doctor can manage very well without me.
My dear boy, are you quite sure?
It's perfectly simple. I allow Paris to take me prisoner.
You really are most anxious to die. They will take you for a spy, as we did.
Not if I were wearing a uniform. I'd be a prisoner of war.
I don't know what they're doing with their prisoners of war at the moment. It rather depends on how they're feeling at the time, I imagine. They're a very unpredictable lot, these persons. Right.
Well, I'm prepared to take the risk if you're prepared to let me go.
Really, that's very courageous of you.
Then you'll help me?
I don't see why not, because, as you said, you're of little particular use here.
What about a uniform?
Ah, let me see. Last week, my friend Diomede died from his wounds in this camp. Now, you're about his size. You'll find his thing in the next tent.
Thank you, Odysseus.
Ah, you really are a very brave man indeed. I should have been most distressed to have had to put you to death myself.
That's a very consoling thought. I'll see you both before I go.
Now then, Doctor, to work. I hope you're not going to disappoint me.
I sincerely hope not. Have you thought of tunneling? Hmm?
It's been done. What we want is something revolutionary.
Yes, dear me, dear me. Well, tell me, have you thought about flying machines?
Hmm? Oh, I can't say I have.
Outside Troy, Paris is seeking Achilles.
Achilles! Achilles! Of Troy, brother of Hector, seeks revenge. Do you not dare to face me?
I dare to face you, Paris. Turn and draw your sword.
No, you're not Achilles, are you?
I am Diomede, friend of Odysseus.
Oh, Diomede, I do not want your blood. It's Achilles I seek.
And must my lord Achilles be roused to undertake your death, adulterer?
Yes. Well, I'm prepared to overlook that for the moment. I assure you I have no quarrel with you.
I'm Greek, you're Trojan. Is not that quarrel enough?
Yes, well, personally, I think this whole business has been carried just a little bit too far. I mean, that Helen thing was just a misunderstanding.
Which I now propose to resolve. Draw your sword.
Ah. Right. Well, you'll be sorry for this, I promise you.
Stephen and Paris fight with surprising skill, circling round each other and trading blows. Stephen keeps his guard up, then pretends to trip and falls to one knee.
Now, die, Greek, and tell them in Hades that Paris sent you thither!
I yield.
Beg your pardon.
I yield. I'm your prisoner.
Oh, but I say, this sort of thing is just not done. I mean, surely you'd rather die than be taken prisoner.
Well, yes. But only in a general sort of way, you see. You see, when I first challenged you, little did I know that you were indeed the Lion of Troy.
Sorry.
I should have listened to my friends.
Why, what do they say?
Why, that they would rather face Prince Hector and Troilus together than the mighty Paris. That you are unconquerable.
Really? Don't say that in Troy.
Oh, I could tell them a tale or two of your valor that would make even King Priam blanch to hear.
I say, could you really?
Yes, and will. Why, I hope my Lord Achilles does not meet you. Even now, he searches the plain for you, and what indeed would happen to our cause if he were vanquished?
Yeah. Well, I don't really see how I can oblige him if I have a prisoner. Huh? I mean, there will come a day of reckoning, of course, but, well, for the moment, pick up your sword. Now, I suppose I shall have to drive you like a Grecian cur into the city, won't I? Excuse me a moment.
Farewell, Achilles! For today, Paris of Troy has other business. Come, dog.
Paris retrieves his sword, and they depart for Troy.
Oh, yes.
Vicky, meanwhile, is dining with King Priam.
Oh, thank you. That was delicious.
You're sure you wouldn't like a little more breast of peacock?
Oh, no, thank you. I couldn't eat another mouthful. How on earth do you manage to live like this when you're under siege?
My nephew Aeneas brings us a little something from time to time. He's in command of our mobile force. Spends most of his time harrying the Greek supply routes with his cavalry.
I didn't know cavalry was invented, you
know. Oh, bless my soul, yes. We are basically horsemen. Our ancestors came from Central Asia, found this strategic position, and chose to fortify it. We only need now to beat the Greeks a few score more horses.
You seem very fond of horses.
Fonder than I should think we are. We worship them. A Trojan would do anything for a horse. It's
funny you should say that.
Funny? Why? What do you mean?
Well, it's nothing. It's just a story I heard a long time ago.
A story about this war?
Well, yes. But it's nothing. I'm sure it's just a legend.
What sort of a legend? Cressida. I'm relying on you to tell us everything you remember. The smallest thing may be of importance.
Yes. Prince Troilus, who was here just now, is he your youngest son?
Troilus? Yes, he's about the same age as you, I suppose. But why do you ask? I thought we were supposed to be talking about...
He's very good-looking, isn't he?
Is he? Well, I never noticed myself. I don't particularly notice good looks. Only gets you into trouble. Look at Paris. Handsome as the devil, but a complete coward.
I thought he was rather nice.
Yes, women generally do. That's what got us all into this trouble. Of course, you've not met Helen yet, have you?
No, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, well, she's... never mind. If only he'd met a nice, sensible girl like you. I always say it's character that counts, not good looks.
Thank you, kindly.
Oh, no, I didn't mean... Good heavens, no. I wish you wouldn't keep changing the subject, Cressida. It's funny you should say that about Troilus. I thought he was rather taken with you.
Did you really think so?
Of course I did. I thought we were supposed to be talking about the war. Now, don't keep changing the subject. You were saying something about a legend.
Was I? Yes. Well, you see.
I've captured a Greek.
Paris, when will you learn to stop bursting in here when I'm busy?
Oh, well, I just thought you might want to question him, that's all.
Well, I may do so in due course, but...
Oh, good, he's just outside.
But you've not brought him here into the palace.
Oh, you needn't worry. He's thoroughly calm.
That's not the point.
Yes, well, now he is here, couldn't I just bring him in?
Oh, I suppose so. Why, I'm sorry, Cressida. This is utterly unforgivable.
Here, Dioli. Come on, step lively now.
Stephen, what on earth are you...
What was that he called her?
You heard, didn't you? That was the name she called herself when we found her. And she recognized him, too. Since he's a Greek, what more proof do you need that she's a spy? Guard! Kill her! Kill both of them!
Vicky runs to Stephen's arms as the guards draw their swords and advance.